Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I think I would have been more promiscuous. At an earlier age.
Shut up. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, this is a very timely podcast.
Unbelievably timely. It just makes you know, like, you know times in your life when you're like, do I know myself? Like, do I know who I am? Do I understand how to analyze myself?
Do you?
And my business and what I, you know, where I stand in the world?
Yeah.
Like, do I know what my number is at a 10? Do you know what I mean?
Like, looks-wise?
You could do looks, but, like, let's say you're really, really funny, you get an extra bump up. Or if you're really wealthy, you get a few, two bumps up. Or you're really smart. You know, like, the with all things considered, do you know where you stand at a 10?
In life?
Yeah. From an outsider's perspective.
I don't really care.
I know. But if you were aware, then you'd be aware. And what I'm saying
is... Yeah, but everyone's perspective would be different.
100%. Like, but there would be an average if you polled a million people.
If I pull... Oh!
Yeah, I think, believe so. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Nat, that's a slippery slope. You know why?
Hmm?
Because if you looked at, like, you know, like, racism or, like, mm-hmm. ageism or, like, sexism mm-hmm. or, like, kids who... Or, like... Adults who, you know, I don't know, have different things.
But you got in, but if, let's say you know your own truth, where you would rank yourself.
Yeah, but a lot of people would rank themselves so low.
And a lot of people might rank themselves a little too high.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that's a big problem with actually entrepreneurs. They think that they're so low and they need to believe in themselves more because everyone else is telling them they're a lower number and they need to go
actually,
for
I
a
think,
higher number.
I think entrepreneurs have a good self-esteem of themselves.
Really?
Yes. And that's a
bold statement.
Yes, because I think that allows them to have the confidence to push forward when everyone else tells them no. You know, you have to believe, if you believe in yourself, you think you're pretty good, you'll keep going.
My dog's going for a walk.
If you think you're shit,
yes.
You're just going to sit unhappy somewhere because you're like, I'm not capable of doing more.
Right. Okay.
So anyways, we did a Facebook Live this morning. We
so where are you on a 10? Now you can't leave us
oh,
hanging.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Clearly.
I didn't actually mean, like, that was sort of like an example.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know you have a number and I actually would love to know that number. Natalie.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, before I say.
Yeah.
And you better start thinking about yours. Because we're going to go 1, 2, 3 and you
yeah,
have to
say
it.
Yeah, but you just said that it's what everybody thinks outside. Like, I really do believe in different levels for different things. And, like, I believe that people would see us in business in one way. And they would see us at home in one way. And they would see us as.
It's an average, toots.
Of everything.
Of everything. So what I meant is from an outsider's perspective, so from an internal perspective, what I think I'm at, like, and what I actually think that people see me at, I actually think it's sort of, it could possibly be even. Like, I might see myself, I think I might see myself. No! I might see myself the same way that other people see me. I believe that to be true.
Okay, what number?
Wait, can I first say the other thing first?
I don't know why you're so shy about the number.
Because I'll tell you why I said it before. I actually never really thought about a number till this moment, but it was very clear. It came in my head. Crystal.
Okay.
But we got nominated for 50 Most Influential Canadians.
Yeah, like basically it's a, okay, two things. Number one, it's a magazine in Toronto called Toronto Life. I believe it goes all over Canada. It's like stories about like Canadians and different
businesses,
like,
success stories, entrepreneurs, real estate.
I don't know if they have a political, like sometimes in the Canadian media, there's like a political undertone, just like in the American media. Mm-hmm. I don't know it to tell you.
I don't know either. I would assume that it's politically open-minded because it's speaking for a whole city.
And sometimes it's got murderers and sometimes that's it's got murders. Like, you
but
know,
real estate. Just what's happening in our like
economy. And it's basically the, a Canadian cultural magazine.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Pop culture.
Pop?
I don't know. I know nothing about
it. I think just culture.
Okay, Canadian culture.
So we get nominated as 50 Most Influential. Now, you know, if we're thinking about social media world, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about influential in all categories.
All categories.
So an example is the general manager of the Raptors is number one, not only because he's a general manager of the Raptors, but it's for everything he stands for, everything he does, and that he's a special human in our culture.
Right.
But then we have people like our mayor, or no, or not our mayor. Our mayor's on there.
Yep.
And then we have a couple of athletes. We have
Lily Singh,
authors, YouTubers, political people, yada yada. So they tell you that you're on the list. You just know you're not number one. Would have put money down. We were number 50.
We did put money down.
Money down. If our words are money, then our currency is true.
Yeah.
So we just got the list, and guess what number we are.
50.
That's because we know ourselves and where we stand in this world.
That's right. Oh, okay, got it.
It's we're last.
I believe it's part of the journey of how we've always done things.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not necessarily how I see my, like, I don't, because essentially we're losers on the list. So I don't see myself as a loser on the list.
Yeah, but if there's millions of people in your country and you're number 50,
true.
You're pretty fucking high.
But still, it's subjective and it's somebody who chooses
is that your daughter?
You, right? Where?
That's easy to find her. She's lit.
Yeah. So it's like subjective and it's subjective. So someone's choosing it. And like, so I see like, if I was to be like, oh my God, I'd be number 50. Some people would be like, oh my God, I'm number 50. And I'm kind of like, well.
And then we called my husband and he said that everyone remembers the first person, everyone remembers the last person, all the people in between, you're not really sure where they were or what number they were.
Or why, but number 50 just squeaked in.
Yeah, just squeaking in.
You were chosen. You had to be chosen because there was someone else they were going to put on the list and they decided to choose you.
Yeah.
That other person probably wasn't available.
You know, I don't know if any of these people are going to be at this party tonight. Right, so there's a party they've invited us to tonight. And when with the person who put in the article that I was saying is someone I really wanted to be on the list. And she was like, oh, you going to the party? I'm like, wait, doesn't
everyone go to the party?
No, because a bunch of them live in L.A., like Shawn Mendes and Lily Singh and all them. They're not coming back for this party.
I have to tell you, I'm more impressed that we got a podcast nomination than we did about this party. Not because I'm trying to be like, ooh, but I just believe that anything where you're told what you are and your influence kind of makes me be like, to who? Like, to who? To who?
To people.
No, but to who?
I would say we...
And how do they know who we... No one knows our people. They also, like, if you really knew us, would have been a bit of a different biography.
Yes. So anyways, what's your number?
I don't have one.
Gun to your head.
No, but I, like, there's too many categories.
On an average, with all things considered, it's a database. It's like all the stats.
Every day feels different for me. I would say some days I feel like a 10, other days I feel like a 2.
Okay, you don't understand.
I do get the average, but I'm like kind of
I'm a
like,
7. I think I'm a solid 7.
I had that number in my head for you.
Yeah.
I did. I'm not lying.
At first I was like, is it 6.8? Is it 7.1? It's a solid 7.
Okay.
I thought you'd
round up to 8.
No.
But I'm...
God, no.
Yeah, come on.
There's 8s just rolling around that you might even know.
Eights, eh?
Yeah.
No, I really do believe that I am, that's very hard for me.
You got to think about your heart.
My heart is 10.
Okay, well, let's.
No, it's a 10.
Really? You're the kindest person out there.
You didn't say just kind. You said the whole kit and caboodle.
Your heart, your brain?
I'm going to give that one a solid 7.
Yeah. Okay. Ditto. I don't know. Thoughtfulness, looks, with body, success.
10.
Yeah. I think Kat's averaging a 10 over here. Hey, you're my 10, baby.
I think that
you're off the charts for me.
I think today, I mean, my body works. It's a fucking 10.
Okay.
Literally, I can still run.
Oh.
No, like I went for a jog and I didn't pee.
Okay, but as far as bodies go, then you have to break into categories.
Oh.
Fitness, health.
Are you telling me I'm not a 10?
Attractive. No, I'm thinking your body is great. Your body is
You would
is
like my
healthy.
Arms a bit firmer.
You could firm up a bit, but...
I'm working on
Got
it.
Got a great butt. Working your on boobs are just great. They're good.
Yeah, they're yeah. really
we
getting.
We can fill them up a little with something firm.
Yeah, but that would.
Like, no, they're not bad. No, your boobs are great.
I think that
great.
Would make it look like.
Your hair is a little low.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
There.
Yep.
But I can fill that.
Exactly.
You know?
Body. Body is all encompassing, you know?
Got it.
Odor.
Bad. You know what? That brings me down. Don't work on. Although my vag does not smell.
That's good.
You know,
yeah, vagina,
I don't think, a little bit of pee.
Reproductive organs
works perfectly.
Liver
could get pregnant. My liver
is stellar.
My liver is like if
your
you,
eggs
like a bundt cake. You know what I mean?
Oh wow, because it has not been.
It's I'm, like solid.
I am. I have big plans for your liver.
You have icing on your liver. Mine's just a flat.
You know
cake.
What my liver looks like to me? You know that coral that has holes all in it? That
yeah,
it's hard.
Oh, you feel that's yours?
Yeah, it's been
seafoam.
It's seafoam. It's been fireballed a lot. I also think my esophagus is a little bit burned.
Did
out.
You drink last night?
No.
Sorry. How dare I ask?
I don't mean today.
Tonight.
I don't mean my liver and esophagus is burned today. It's just in general from long-term overuse.
Yeah, yeah, I got
like
that.
Like, your body would definitely get a higher ranking for lots of reasons than mine.
For sure. Remember that ultrasound you had to have?
About what again? Bleeding?
No, something about a fatty liver.
And did I?
No.
No.
Turns you were
out
good.
I was great because I thought I had a thyroid problem because I couldn't lose weight.
Right. It was who knew it was just
skin tone, skin texture, all in body.
Working on
yeah,
that one.
Eyelashes,
too.
Teeth.
I mean, eyelashes, that's not fair.
Hey, some people are blessed. Tucker would get a high number.
He'll lose
on
those.
Oh.
Pollution will take it over.
Pollution will lose his lashes. There's just so much to consider when I came to my average of solid 7.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm glad you can be honest with yourself. Now, where are we going with our 50 to our 7?
So basically, what we're saying is it's important to know, like, okay, some people.
Yes.
Would never look at getting a 50 and they would say, oh, like you said, oh. I'm 50. Like,
right,
fuck.
Right,
if I'm
right,
not
right.
even in the top 10, I'm probably not. I don't even want to go. You know what? This is shit. I'm so embarrassed.
They're so high that they, that like, it's like if they dropped. Like, if they were number 2 and they went down to 50.
Oh, my God.
That could
right.
be devastating.
And some people might be embarrassed to attend a party where you're the last. Like, in the world, we made the list.
Yes.
At the party, we're in
number
last.
50. Yeah.
Nobody is lower than us there. Well, our husbands.
Right? Fair. Yeah. You know what? You, let's bring those losers along.
What do you say? You gotta feed the pet?
Yeah, you gotta pet. You gotta feed the pet. You know, what are you? Nothing.
Yeah.
What are we?
50. 50. Yeah. Like, everyone that's invited to the party's on the list, and they're all above us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who cares?
No, that's cool. Oh, my God, are you on the list? Yes. We have. At least we have a conversation starter. If someone
imagine
says,
we were the first ones there. What number? We're here first. We're 50.
Wait, where's our 6:30 on the dot? We don't get invited out much, so we thought we'd come
and
first.
And we bring confetti and champagne.
Oh my God, we should so pop confetti.
And we could bring like 15 people with us. It's our entourage.
What?
No one else has an on. Don't you know who we are? Bring bodyguards. Bodyguards.
Oh my God.
Our strippers. Who are they? Our bodyguards.
Oh my God, we should have brought our strippers.
Yeah. Who
but
are they?
No,
literally. Don't you? We're going to be bombarded at the party. We can't have that. And then they take their shirts off.
Yes.
What is going
oh
on?
Oh, my God.
There are bodyguards. They have to take their shirts
when
off.
When we get, because I know Gigi Gorgeous is on the list, and I know that she's totally outrageous, and I love that she is. Can we get to a point where we can bring, like stripper. Topless strippers as our bodyguards?
Sure. I mean, I don't see why we can't. We can't RSVP for them. It's a bit late. It's a bit late. We're going to have to go back. Hey, can we bring our bodyguards?
Yeah, and a couple of them have records and can't come into the country. So that's not going to work. But
that's,
you know what?
Tricky.
The idea is there.
And would our husbands stand behind them or beside them? That's tricky too. Mm,
I think they'd just be bumped from the list at
okay,
that point.
Got it. Right. You know, we should have. Who are they? Our dancers?
And you have dancers,
and
don't you know?
And Alexis. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they all come too.
Yeah, they're all there. And everyone's dressed up and looking like we own that shit.
Okay, good.
And by the way, when we...
can we do a redo?
And also, when we walk through the party, if someone's in the way, we just keep walking. Okay?
Like, and they all slip off them because they're oil. Excuse me, they bump them and they... flying. Our strippers are so slippery.
They're so slippery.
They are so, you try to arrest them, they will slip right out of your hands.
Yeah, and the scent from their bodies will set off the fire alarms.
The whole place will be, who's here? Yeah. Kat and Nat are here.
Who are they? Make number way. 50.
I'm gonna pee.
No, but seriously, it's a good conversation. Like, cause you know we don't like small talk, so people could be, oh, you guys are on the list. Yeah. Is there gonna be blown up pictures of us on the wall?
Fuck. No.
Because I'm picturing, like, huge things for tonight.
No, you better back it down. Remember Vegas? Take it down a level.
Is there going to be, like, a podium for acceptance speeches?
I think we should bring our own microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for our announcement? As number 50, I'll jump out of a cake.
Okay, good. I like it. Should we go up to number, like, one and be like, congratulations, but it should have been us.
We'll pull a Kanye. We'll take it out of his hand. Take the cover and rip it.
Speaking of Kanye, in the description of who we are, it says that we bring an energy as big as Taylor Swift.
I agree.
Speaking of Kanye and Taylor Swift stealing each other's things, see, it's all coming together.
Okay, good.
Let's full circle.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
What? You didn't say anything. I thought you were going to tell me a story.
Oh, you want a story?
No, I thought you were going to tell me something about Kanye and...
Oh, just because Kanye stole Taylor's... thing.
Okay,
and then
got it.
We're being referred to as basic. They're basically saying
we're
Taylor
Kanye
Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God. You guys, you know, life is funny. Life is interesting. Life is crazy. Life is just so much. And the reason that we came back to the point of why 50 is outrageous for us, because if you have listened to our podcast from day one, you know that Nat and I have never, ever, 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 ever done things like where it's just happened. There's always a process. It's always like a process. It's like this and then this and then this. So, yeah, I find it very interesting that, and also important to note that we are probably not that well known in Toronto.
Only to the mom community.
I think a lot of people like, they still call us mom bloggers. We've never blogged a day in our life.
Nope.
Oh my God. Super fascinating.
All these people are going to know who each other are.
And they were like, who are those two fools?
But they might have looked through the list.
And they wouldn't know Gigi Gorgeous either. They'd be like, who the fuck is that?
And
like,
you know what? If I was looking at a list, I would scroll through to the very end. So I'm sure that, wait, did Drake look at the list? Wait, are we getting invited to Drake's house?
Tonight. Yeah.
Is there an after party there?
Max thought he saw Drake getting a parcel the other day. We drove by his house and he goes, Drake's getting a package. I'm like, don't think it's Drake, babe. Walking out the door getting his package. Maybe.
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 When was that, by the way?
Tutor or something. I don't know.
So,
Monday
but like
night.
This week?
Yeah. See
so
here?
He's in town for the party.
Okay, maybe.
Put the pieces together. Put
I'm
the pieces together.
I'm getting the pieces together. And if you know, I...
What if Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are there?
I don't think that's...
I know they're not coming.
But okay, got
but
it.
Come on,
but,
let's
okay,
just pretend. There's
you can
a chance.
You can lick your lips at him.
Shawn?
Yeah.
Sure.
You like to lick your lips.
It's so burned, though. Shit.
Yeah, so for business sakes, you know, this is just really... this is a really good reminder that... We are doing our job right.
I guess.
It is like, girls, you are...
I guess that's what it is. It's our universe patting us on the back, say, listen, we know this isn't going to make you any money. We know this isn't going to give you any awards, but we want you to know, continue what you're doing. You're being somewhat recognized.
Yeah, I could care less. I was thinking this morning when I was lying in bed?
Do tell. In the morning, like, this, like right
my
when you woke up?
No, my kids and I lie in bed in the morning. We snuggle every morning for, like, a long time.
Oh, and then you
We actually watched Despicable Me yesterday.
What time do you get out of bed?
Like, sometimes 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because your kids go to school half an hour later than mine.
So we get to snuggle in bed, and I was thinking, I love my bed.
Oh, my God, I love my bed
so much.
It is
like,
so amazing.
I can't wait to go there at nighttime.
I know. I think about it in the day.
I can't wait to go there. Like, I can't wait to get cozy. Like, really, they should make a sex bed and a real bed, because that bed
you are right.
is not meant... Like, once you get in there, I know I sound like a broken record.
No.
But it's very tricky.
You are so right.
Why? A place to get cozy, also to get freaky.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Okay, so we need to build sex rooms.
That's like putting your shoes on your kitchen table where you eat.
True. You know, the only problem with building a special sex room is that when it's not used that much, you're going to hear, we haven't been in there lately.
I know.
Oh, well. I mean, anyways.
At least, yeah. At least it's not your sink. So when you go to your bed, yeah, there's no confusion about what's going to happen.
I like that. No, you know? No. I'm going to tell Mark that. We have an extra room in the basement. That's going to be at the room. There's a bed there.
Perfect.
That's going to be our sex chamber. Don't go in.
Sickness.
My father-in-law also stayed there last weekend, but now that he's gone, we can turn into our sex chamber.
What are you going to put in there?
You know what? Why not go crazy?
Like what?
Like that hanging thing we got once?
Yeah, okay. I would like you to try. Like, you know what? We're going to try to get on. You and I are going to.
We're going to create
TikTok video.
Here's the question. How come we can't start a new TikTok challenge? Who's the person who does the first? Why don't we be the first?
Right. Get a sex swing, kids, and hop on that sex swing. Go crazy, you 9-year-olds. Go crazy.
Sex swing challenge.
What is wrong with us
today? I think that's going to go viral.
I think that's going to go. Yes. Yeah,
okay. I'm excited. Do we still have it?
It's in your house, not my house. Okay. I think we got rid of it. I mean, I would like to see us try to do it.
What if we hurt ourselves and we have to go to the ER and say what happened?
How'd you do it?
Actually, it'd be so funny.
It would be so funny.
Yeah.
You see that big group of kids there?
Yeah.
That's all the girls and boys. That's like the big group.
What grade?
5.
Where do the 6s go?
Great question, Notley. That's just all the grade 5.
So like...
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Not there. Okay. Are you sure? No, that's
positive.
Not her.
Okay. So anyways, motherhood right now, well, we've got, I feel like I said to Natalie, because we're going to segue into motherhood for a minute, because this is, we're up for another award for parenting.
Podcast?
Kids and family.
Yeah.
This is not kid friendly, by the way. What was I going to say? Oh, that it feels like it's so much.
It's changing right now a lot in our faces.
No, just even like scheduling and programs, mm-hmm, and extracurricular and decisions and life decisions. And does anyone else ever feel like they're about to make a decision
that will change the course of the path for the rest of their lives?
That will change the course.
I think that, you know, some decisions that, you know, my parents made, like when I didn't go to that school, I think that changed things for me for sure.
Was it a positive or negative?
Positive. Hmm. Very positive.
Okay, you think it'd be different if you took a different course?
I think it showed me things, going to a different school for my friends, it showed me things I didn't know existed. It showed me a world I didn't know existed, which is important to be enlightened to other worlds inside of your, you know, city. It also, it made me skip an area where I think that I would have gotten caught up, but I was just totally not a part of it. I think I would have been more promiscuous at an earlier age.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. I think, I don't know.
You would have been into it.
I think I would have, like, kissed a boy a lot. Like, I was, like, the last of everybody. And I think the part of going to a girls' school was that I didn't have access.
It's just such a big decision. I have to tell you this.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with promiscuity.
No.
As long as you're safe.
No, and also...
I got to that later, trust me.
But what would that have taken? What course would you have gone had you found all of those fun things earlier?
Yeah,
you know,
pregnant, I don't know.
Really?
Who knows? Maybe I would have made a bad decision. Because I was caught up by peer pressure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Fuck. I sit here and I'm like, you know, I never realized how much impact you have on your kid's life and the decisions you have to make in order for them to get to those places. And you want to give them some control over it, but at the same time, you can't, because you know better than them in a way, or you think you know better than them, but you've got a better,
look at his fur coat.
I know.
You've got a better guess than theirs, you have a better hypothesis of the future than your children do, because you have more experience.
Dudes, all I have to say is, when you get to the next level of parenting, which is like tweens and teens, because it's not that short of a time. What someone once told me was, and I think I believe this, there comes a time where your influence is over and it doesn't matter. It's you hope you raise them right, and you don't get access to what age that's at. So it's like all of a sudden one day they walk out the door and you hope that you jam-pack them with enough knowledge that they're going to make the right decisions because you no longer have a say over it. And you're like, did I teach you everything that I wanted to teach you? Because are you hearing me? It's like you want to...
You're right, because the things that you say like aren't as strong over their brains.
No.
Now their brains are stronger than yours.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can't turn back time.
No, but you want to make sure that you have jam-packed. Did I jam-pack? Like, did I get the smoking and the drugs and the condoms? And like, you know, we have someone we know, and I won't say names, that basically said, you know, from where she thought her kid was to where they are is unfathomable. It's unfathomable until it happened. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, they will never have like a girlfriend or boyfriend until like at least grade 11 or 12. Fast forward time, grade 9, it's on like Donkey Kong. And she is like, did I teach him everything?
Well, and I was also thinking,
for her, everything.
When they start to get a boyfriend or girlfriend, the influence of the person that they quote unquote love has more influence than their parents
everything.
Do.
And know? They make decisions together. So now you have to hope that other person also
can't pick that person.
Has laid the groundwork so that the two of them are making good decisions together.
And you're also hoping that your kid chooses a person that has the same values. Are your values strong enough that when your kid looks at that other kid, say, we're kind of the same? Like, you know?
It scares me because that age is faster than you can imagine. Like I'm gonna say around grade 7 and 8 for some, like where you begin to, like when they start to not tell you everything is the minute you've started to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You've started to lose. They're now thinking outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now making their own decisions, and they have the ability to make those own decisions, and you can't control it, and you can't make it better, and you can't fix it.
But you know, I just really think that if I had to say, I think we've done a good job.
Oh, launching them with good ideas. So yeah. And good decisions. So mm-hmm. when they have to go out into the real world, you mm-hmm. hope that you have jam packed them with all the knowledge that they need to have.
Yeah.
That's all I can wish for. That's it.
I think that as a parent, you do the best that you can every single day. So, you know, you can't turn back and say, I wish I'd done it different, because you were doing the best that you could at that time. You know?
I do have to tell you, I with Olivia, every night we go for a walk, because we walk the dog.
Yeah,
and it's just
nice.
Her and I at like 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
before bed. And she literally talks the entire time.
Amazing.
And like, did you hear what happened? Like, it's dark and she can't, like, it's not like we're sitting down to have a conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
what does she talk about?
Just like, it tells me what's happened. Like, she's like, it's almost like she's telling me like a friend. Like, I don't even know everything that happened in the day, who's doing what, where's, like, just stupid stories for now, but like significant in her world.
I used to love to tell my mom that stuff, and it got to a point where my friends used to say, and I honestly was not embarrassed by this comment. I did not want to change anything. Someone said at one point, don't tell Natalie. She tells her mother everything.
Oh, because they knew.
And I was kind of laughing because I was like, true, I do. I tell her these things. I tell her everything. And, you know, it's just something I need to get off my chest. I got a tattoo once.
And you told her?
I said I wasn't going to tell her because I put it in a hidden spot. And it was winter and it was in my heel.
Do you think...
I opened the door and blurted it out the second I got in there. My friend was like, what the fuck? I thought we weren't telling our parents.
Do you think your kids are going to be like that?
I know right now I know right now my daughter's different than that. I already know that.
Because you always thought she would tell you everything.
No. No, I don't. No, I don't think she will. But I think that she. No, I think no. I think she's going to have her own little world. You know.
Shit.
But we did have a big talk last night when I was driving home. I picked her up, and there was like 13 people, and there was a knock at the door, and the owner. There was 13 people in her dance.
I thought in her car, like there was 13 people in her the car.
No,
what?
No, and the teacher knocked on the door to give an award to her for best attitude. I was thinking to myself, what child are they talking about?
On your door or in the class?
In the class. She came in. The owner of the school came in and gave her an award. She got one last year, too. Both for attitude.
Okay.
Do you know the attitude I see?
I know, but that's normal behavior.
That's hard for parents to understand if you don't have a friend, like, you know, who can see your kid outside. But, like, you know, it is normal if your kid is great outside of you and a beast to you.
Yeah, 100%. And also, they're with you all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, teenagers don't want to be with you. They have to be with you. Uh-huh. Like, if she's choosing something, it's not to be with all of you.
Mm-mm.
Like, she loves her family, but mm-hmm. the fuck if they want to hang out with anything to do, like, they'd way rather be with their friends. So when they see you and you're the demise of all of their problems. If they were to live in a condo by themselves, they think life would be great. They think that everything would be like, because you say no, you say like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't do this for me. But they just their young minds have not developed yet.
But I love when they say things that sound so freaking idiotic, but they are so sure they're right. And you're in your head, do you know how fucking stupid you sound right now? You don't say that, but you're like, because
FYI, you don't say that.
You don't say that because you know that you said that to your mom too, you know?
I just don't even remember talking to my parents at that age. Like, I remember
really busy.
I went to my room, I shut the door, I got on the phone, I called my friends.
Yeah.
I remember just call. We did conference calls. We did.
Yeah. Because you had a phone in your room too, didn't you?
We used to. It got to the point where I'd watch TV with them on the phone.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
and my parents were like, "Fuck this!"
I didn't have a cordless, so I was always attached. And I would never had a phone in my room. I was never ever. If I ever wanted to be talk to a friend, it was going to be in the kitchen in front of my mom.
Oh, well, she's smart. That's what she did. That's why she never bought you a cordless. She's like, fuck that. You're going to get one that's attached to the wall. So you have to do that. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I feel like just as business is like something that's moving along quite effortlessly.
Yes.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, we haven't gotten a monkey wrench in a long time, touch wood. Like,
we haven't, like, things are going pretty well. And there also, remember there was a time, was it September, where I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
It does not feel boring right now. It feels like there's a lot going on.
It feels like there's a lot going on, and it feels like,
Your cute dog is looking at you.
I know, she wants me.
The best part about not feeling bored is knowing something's coming up. Do you know what I mean? And we're, like, putting things into every month, so it's things to look forward to, but it also makes time go by really fast.
You like time to go by fast before you know you're going to be 101 years old.
I can't weigh you and me on a golf cart.
No, I do. I do like that. But sometimes I feel like when things are going smoothly, I'm like, this is kind of like what is, you know what the number one question used to be? Do you fight?
Yeah. Now? Oh, we're beginning in a fight now?
No. Now it's what's next. It's a lot of what's next from people. Like, what is next? And I have to tell you, there's someone I follow online. Oh, y'all know him, Gary Vee. And he keeps changing the game, and I don't know if you guys watch it or see it or are aware of it, but basically, you'll see everyone in his space copy him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The way he does his videos, the way he does so clearly he's a leader in the space, and when people DM us and are like, oh, they're trying to be like you, I'm like, well, number one, we don't see it. I don't see that, and I don't see it that way.
Mm-mm.
What I do see, though, is that other people see it that way, and that's what's tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for me, when I see other people doing what Gary does.
Yeah.
I don't, subconsciously, I don't take I take his word over them, because when I see someone who's a leader doing it and then everyone else do it, I'm like, huh.
Yes, but that's also like an educated mind in the whole space. Your dog's hilarious right there. Because a leader creates space for other people to do it, and there's an audience for all of them.
I agree.
And they don't, some people won't like the tone of his voice, so they'll pick the person who's saying kind of the same thing, but they can relate to more.
I totally agree, but as a yes, I actually appreciate that insight. I'm not saying.
What are we in a business meeting? I appreciate that insight. Now.
No, I'm saying because I never thought of it that way.
Okay.
But but for me as a consumer, rather than as someone in the space, like as a consumer, I don't look at other people and be like, oh, they're doing it just like us, unless it's like the copycat of what we do. Like, and there's an example, I'm not going to say it, but sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm kind of embarrassed, unless it's really a big fluke that you're doing the exact same thing with the exact same song with the exact same.
Do you know that sometimes they actually, I'm going to show you another example of this afterwards, but those people don't sometimes even know
that they're doing it.
I swear to you, like a traditional follower does not realize that they're mimicking someone else's behavior. They actually got influenced and they didn't realize they were copying. They're that oblivious. And that's fine.
I know it's really hard. Like, I know it's really hard to be a leader in a space, but you're right. It comes down to the personality that meshes with you most. Mm-hmm. It's not actually the deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say that I guess the whole point was being that we're exiting something and entering into something else because we are feeling redundant in touring mm-hmm. in the traditional way mm-hmm. and we want to recreate it because when everyone starts to do it, it feels like, mm-hmm. well, not even when we were just done before everyone started to do it, but it felt done.
Well, you can't help but also like, we probably don't realize, like, we're like done. We're like naturally just done. But part of the reason we're done too, which we don't realize, we just feel done, is because we see a lot of other people doing it.
Yeah.
And that feels boring. And we like fresh, and we like a fresh cut, you know, a fresh start. And so it's just a natural progression. But, you know, that's what it.
I guess for business sake, though, if you can tune out what's like if a method works, use it. But if you have an idea that no one else is doing, try that.
Try
because
it.
You never know if you're going to be the leader in the space. And let me tell you, if you are number 50 on a list somewhere like us, let's just say you're number 50, or you're like there's 7 stores that are all like you, and you're number 7, or so you think you're number 7. I guarantee. Every single person above you is watching you.
Do you know him?
That was Blake.
Who's? Oh, okay.
Every single person.
She's waving at guys.
Yeah. Every single person is watching who's below them because guess where you only have to go? Up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So they're like, who the fuck is that?
That's so funny. And you're so right. And one of our friends slash followers who has been to a lot of our shows, she wrote to us, it's great, you know, like it's exactly where you wanted to be. And now when you rise up, whether it's this list or another, you can actually say, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Because
Drake is on that list.
I guarantee. So even though you feel maybe irrelevant or like you're not part of the in, like, whatever, social media and the in group. Oh, fuck, I could have a field day on that. Whatever the fuck that is. Even if they pretend they're not watching you, I guarantee They're watching you.
They're wondering who's creeping up behind them.
155%. And although to you and I, we actually don't, because I just don't have the time to pretend to watch on the internet who's doing what, and there's really no one, and no one can, you know what my husband, oh God, you ready for this?
What?
God, I'm going to say it. In their effort to give us feedback on our business.
Our husbands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because you know what happened to you?
Yep.
And then I had a conversation about the whole concept of that.
Yes.
I said, there's two problems. I said, when you give unsolicited feedback, you are basically saying, you're leading with,
I know better,
and I can do better, so listen to me.
And by the way, if that's not the intention, that is absolutely the way the person who's receiving it will feel.
Yes. So then I'm like, and to top it off, not once have either of you really stopped and been like, you've never asked me for advice and been like, how can I grow my business on this perspective?
And I would never try to act like I know your business, because I don't.
So given that, I was like, we got a huge fight over it, okay? Because he's like, I can't even talk to you about business because look at what happened.
Oh my God.
Here's the problem. Okay, here, I'm just being honest with you. It is a sore spot. We cannot talk to our husbands about anything to do with our business.
And by the way, they receive that information like, you don't trust me, you don't think I know, and you don't value my opinion.
Yeah, they personalize
it. Has nothing to do with it.
It is a major sore spot in both of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the problem is the business is two people. Mm-hmm. It's Kat and Nat. It's the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to sit there and give me feedback mm-hmm. on something you don't know anything about because mm-hmm. you don't understand mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to give me feedback on? Like, just, like, it's not like I have a product that it's like a bath bomb and you're going to teach me how to make the bath bomb more sellable. You're telling me how I can be different in a business that I am of me. And I was just like, he was like, we went to bed and didn't talk kind of thing and never spoke of it again.
Yeah.
But he is like,
it's a really tricky conversation. And I have to say, like, there's a lot of dynamic reasons. Number one, we're a pair. Number two, you're my husband and that's just whatever. But number three, and at one point he goes, you're showing some insecurity. There is a part of me that is, you are a man and you're talking to two women. And whether you're the most genius person ever, I don't like the idea that a man is coming and telling two women how he can make things better. Maybe I'm insecure about it. Maybe I'm not. But I don't like the feel. If it was a woman who was... It's just different for me, and I'm sorry that's the way it is.
Also, I said, someone has to ask for advice. You don't just walk. I said to my husband, I'm like, you just can't come in and give. You can't serve it to me if I don't ask for it. I'm like, you negate how anybody feels, mm-hmm. especially when they think everything's fine. You're like, everything's not fine. Mm-hmm. You're like, what the fuck do you know? He's like, I just have some ideas of better business practices. And I was like, better business practices. Do I put a check in our bank every fucking month? Then what else matters? What, you want more? Here's a solution. Why don't you go focus on how you can make more? Don't worry about me. Until you have a bigger check in the bank than me, go focus on you. Sorry, that was a bit aggressive.
Listen, girl, preach. I'm telling you. What a fucking rodeo it is running a business as a woman and having a husband.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then they think they know better. And you're like, what the fuck do you know? Pardon.
Unfortunately, even if their ideas are valuable and smart and based on stuff they know, it's just the way it is that I don't want to hear it out of your mouth.
I know.
Get a secret spy lady. Tell her all the things that you want to say and get her to become friends with us, and she can seep in your words if that's how much you really care, because I'm not going to receive it from you.
It's just, it's a power over situation.
It is.
And it is very uncomfortable. And
uncomfortable is right.
I think overall, you and I in feedback is not necessarily a good thing, because from anybody, really, unless we're asking for it, you know.
Which we do at times ask.
Yeah. But when your business is idea driven, and content driven based on you, it's very, very hard
to treat it like a
business.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard.
And that seems to be like a...
hard for, I think, a lot of people to understand.
Oh, so hard. And if you... feedback is an amazing thing. And if you can get it on a product or the way you're running a company, if you're unsure, fucking find it everywhere you can. Even on Parenthood, I think that if you are... leading to this, are you guys ready? I'm going to tell you what we're doing just because I want you guys to know.
Aw, he's like, come on, little sister.
We are launching in the near future, within the end of this month,
something we need really bad.
A private website that will be subscription-based, so only people who need it can get on there and not troll and screenshot. But it will be for teens and tween moms, where you will have a private identity, so no one
anonymous.
Knows
anonymous. Anonymous commenting.
Where you can go and ask all your questions or share a story and about your child. Don't use their full names. It's a support for moms going through all the things we're talking about, that there's a million things we could say on here, but we can't because of the privacy of our children, you know?
And also there are so many resources for new moms and people, forums and people to talk, but then you can talk about your baby and you're not worried that it's going to get back to them. When we become teens and tweens, it's not fair to them to put their names out there, but
it's not your story.
And it's also, it doesn't mean that we have any idea what we're doing, but we need each other's advice and support to get through it.
So that's coming really soon. The best way to do it is go to catnat.ca and then you can like sign up and get all the information there.
Sign up to our newsletter so you can always find out what's going on so you don't miss out. So you're not like, oh my gosh, how long is this forum going on? I missed out on the X, this X.
And it's not going to be expensive. And we're going to bring in experts that you can talk to and ask questions to live, so that like we're going to bring in therapists and we're going to bring in different experts that you guys need, so you don't have to necessarily call a therapist, but...
because we know that can be expensive. Why do we know? Because we've called.
So stay tuned for that. And if you actually want more information, leave a comment down below, and then we have your information right there. Just be like, count me in, or let me know more about it, or, based on this number podcast. And we'll contact you guys.
There's been a lot in here, you know? There's been a lot of information, a lot of conversation.
Wow, I know.
So a couple things. Number one, if you're in last, think about what how you feel about that. Don't let anybody else tell you how to feel about a position you're in.
And if you are last, you're not last. You're actually like just it's subjective what's last, unless there's hard sales that prove you're number one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And there's hard sales that you don't make any money.
And yeah. You know who you're number one in? Your kids.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sure. Like number one.
Who do you want to pick you up from school?
Mom. Who do they you cried make... today when I told them I wasn't picking
you
up.
I know.
Fucking cried.
I thought to myself, aren't you used to it by now? But nope. But at least it's grandma, thank God.
Oh, God, not mine. Grandma's babysitting someone else's other kids, my niece and nephew. All right, we love you guys. Come on over to Instagram and see the debauchery. And if not, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
For sure.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.